Hello, everyone, and welcome to Naughty Time with Glitter Goddess. I am Glitter Goddess, and this is episode 8. Now, in our last episode, I was talking about bold choices. So, what if those bold choices lead you somewhere that is very, very naughty? And they very well may. So this episode, I am going to venture a guess, is a little bit more naughty than usual. So if you are not 18 years old yet, do not listen to any of my podcast episodes, but especially this one. I have some more adult things that I'd like to be talking about, and if you're not adult, then wait a few years and then listen. So that delightful little interlude was Madonna, and the song was Where Life Begins, and I chose that song because, well, Madonna's been on my mind recently with her amazing performance at the recent Met Gala in New York, and also she has been willing to talk about all sorts of and sing about all sorts of daring topics. And what if the bold choices, the naughty fantasies that you have, might actually be where life and true living begins? So, yes, we're talking about adult topics. It might get a little philosophical, too. Am I getting the reputation of being the philosophical goddess? I guess that remains to be seen. But when I'm thinking about fantasies and getting naughty, I always try to kind of look at the implications of this and the bigger picture around it. And, you know, sometimes that can make things a little significant or challenging, but when I try to look at this bigger picture and see what's possible with pleasure, most of the time what I end up coming to, pun intended, is a bit of a realization that if you are holding back in any area of your life, and especially when it comes to sex and pleasure and receiving all of the deliciousness that these things can be with our bodies and our minds, that really isn't fully living. So here's a little bit of a warning. It's going to go into my past a little bit here. So my father actually passed away when I was 16. And it had a huge effect on my life, as you can imagine. He and I were very, very close and just an absolutely wonderful man. And always kind and supportive and caring and successful and just a genius, really. And really, when he passed away, he wasn't satisfied with some areas of his life, and I didn't get to hear, of course, all of it being a teenager, but he did talk a little bit about how there was just so much more living that he wanted to do. And so that really had a huge effect on me. I started looking at what I could start implementing very quickly, because time can run out. And if time runs out, are you happy with what you've explored, or are there some areas that you'd really like to try out that you would sort of be a little frustrated or kick yourself if you if you couldn't yet experience? So stay tuned. Now, I don't normally add little adverts in here, but this is my podcast, and I'm known to change things up whenever I darn well feel like it. And this little audio that I want to plug here is actually quite on topic for this episode, and it's only $5. So if you would like to hear more and actually have me whisper some sweet nothings in your ear that get a little bit more naughty than we get on the episode and will actually guide you through a little journey about exploring what's possible with your pleasure and your fantasies that are previously unexplored, I would like you to go to worshipglittergoddess.com/5. And I have a few little things there, actually, that might be titillating for your senses. Some videos and some audios, and the most recent audio on there is the one that I'm speaking of now. So let's dive in more to this topic of pleasure and giving yourself permission to explore places that you previously wouldn't go. Now, I would call it a privilege of talking to so many people and hearing fantasies that they've barely been comfortable even saying out loud or thinking in their minds, and it's been shared with me. And one fantasy that I hear over and over and over is about sucking cock. And if you have a male body, this comes up in a different way. Boy, is it more acceptable to be a female body and have an interest in sucking cock now and again and enjoying the pleasures of that? But it societally means you're not a man anymore if you consider yourself straight, but you have these ideas of what fun it could be, what joys could be there with a nice big erection in front of you and giving that kind of pleasure. But it's one that I hear frequently, and you can imagine that I wouldn't bring this up as the very first possibility of this if it were actually quite rare. And guess what, my good boys? It is way, way, way more common than you think. And it's not just something that people, think about in college or try once when they've had a few too many. It's something that actually pervades the minds of many, many good boys. So if you've ever thought about it, you are not alone. So whatever that fantasy may be for you, it could be that you've imagined sucking cock before but haven't let yourself do it, or possibly wearing pantyhose. I have a little story about that. Or maybe even eating your own cum. That's one that I hear quite often. And actually, I just spoke with a good boy recently who had been wrestling with this idea for maybe weeks now, maybe longer. I think he admitted to weeks, but it could have been a bit longer. And he finally tried it. It was something he'd been wrestling with, really just not sure what he should do, turned on by the idea, not sure if he could actually do it. And once he tried it, he was glad he did it for me, but it wasn't something that he really enjoyed, but he learned so much from the experience. And that's what I'd like to encourage you listening to do, is if there's something that you are playing with, an idea that you're just not so sure about, why not give it a try and see if you end up liking it? Because one thing that I've just heard and seen over and over is that when there is an area that is unexplored, sometimes it has this kind of grasp on you and this hold on you, and more power over you than maybe it should have, if you don't try it out. And once you do try it, then you really know if you like it or not. The thing is it takes quite a bit of courage, quite a bit of bravery to take that leap and to give it a go. And in some ways you need to come to terms with, well, what if you end up liking it? And what if you don't? So you could mentally masturbate on the topic for, gosh, weeks, months, years, eternity. You could just keep going and going and lamenting over it, which can get a bit tiresome. Or you could give it a try and see what happens. So if there were something that you would like to try out, what would that something be? I have one example coming up next. And that was a song that I love so, so much. I listened to that album quite a bit, actually. That is Thursday Girl by Mitski. And I won't be telling you no. But I did have a good boy call me. Gosh, I think this was a couple of years ago, but it left such an impression in my mind because anytime, I'll give you the end of the story first, anytime somebody tells me that I've changed their life so incredibly for the better, boy, does that make my day, and it sticks with me a lot longer, as you can tell. So, yeah, I had somebody call who was an older gentleman, and he revealed to me in our very first time talking that he had been fantasizing about wearing pantyhose for over 40 years and had never let himself do it. And I sort of rubbed my hands together in pleasure, a little bit of like an evil, maniacal, happy moment where I was like, oh yes, see, I know what we're going to do. I know where I'm going to be taking this. So we talked just the first time, and I kind of warmed him up to the idea that, hey, you know, it's not hurting anybody to put on a pair of pantyhose. And I put things in perspective a little bit. To him, it seemed like an idea that could just stop the earth. It would just make everything terrible if he actually went through with it. But we talked, and we ended up setting up a time shortly thereafter where we both wore pantyhose together, and we talked, and he said it was just the most liberating experience of his life, and it didn't have that sense of dread afterwards. Because he ended up enjoying it way more than he even thought he would after building this thing up for even 40 years. So that was a little bit of a happy ending for trying something out. But what I would like to also propose is, what if a happy ending isn't necessarily even enjoying it, but it's finding out more about yourself, more about what turns you on, more about your sexualness or sexuality. And what if the exploration can actually be what's valuable here? Because, you know, in Disney movies and all these, you know, stories that were presented, these tight little packages that are presented in TV and in movies and in books, there's an ending to it. And you want it to be a happy ending. You want it to be all neat and tidy. But what if it actually is a beginning? And it's always the beginning if you keep going and keep exploring and finding new things, new pleasures, and you don't stop to judge yourself. You give yourself permission to keep exploring. So fun. So that was a quick episode. At least it felt quick to make this time. And before I say goodbye for now, I would love to remind you that that $5 audio is ready and waiting for you. And it's one of my, even though it's just a tiny little audio, it's one of my favorite things I've recorded so far, because it does bring about more of what I'd like to see, which is this exploration of pleasure. And I am there to guide you and hold your hand through the process. And that audio is called The Pleasure You've Always Wanted But Didn't Know If It Was Okay to Explore. And that is at worshipglittergoddess.com/5. And like I mentioned before, there are a few videos in there, and one of them even has a nipple slip in it. I found that later. I was like, oh my goodness, okay, $5 content, here we go. So feel free to look for that one also. And just wanted to thank you all for listening, for exploring these topics with me, and remind you also, if you would like to send in a response, comments, questions, that with this incredible app called Anchor, which I absolutely love recording these podcasts on, you can send me these messages that you have for me. So that is all for now. Thank you for listening, and hope to play with you very soon. Bye-bye for now.